Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have First University Credit Union's very own Shelly Carlson and C's Michelle Stone and Virtus AI's very own Mitch Rutledge. They are all here talking about how First University Credit Union has collaborated with Virtus AI and C's for a new member growth initiative. Really good stuff here from these three, so check it out.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And as you can see, we have a full house here on our Zoom call today. We're talking about some really cool stuff here, but let's do some introductions first, shall we? Right next to me, we have Shelly Carlson from First University Credit Union. Shelly, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Better now that you all are here. So we're going to have a great conversation indeed. And then right below me is Michelle Stone from C's, S-E-E-Z. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Good. You are too.
I am indeed. And then last but not least, Mr. Mitch Rutledge from Vertice. Did I get it right?
Oh, Virtus AI.
Virtus. Oh my gosh. See, I'm stuck on the Virtus thing. Virtus AI. My apologies, Mitch. How are you, Mitch? Good to see you as well.
I'm great. Thank you for having us.
You are welcome. And I promise I'll get the name right. Virtus. So, I want to start out because we're talking today about how First University has collaborated with Virtus AI and C's to their new member growth initiative. And my, what a great time to do that, Shelly. So,
absolutely.
Indeed. I think all credit unions need to be doing that. And I'm sure they are in some form or fashion. But I want to start out just lay the foundation here. Michelle, I'm going to let you go first. And Jeff, just give us the quick elevator speech on C's. What are you guys all about? And then Mitch, you can explain what Virtus AI is all about as well. So Michelle, the stage is yours.
Okay. Well, thank you. Again, thank you for having us today. C's is a full service consulting and marketing execution firm, all fueled by data and analytics. So that's our secret sauce, consulting, execution informed by data and analytics.
This is
a fun place to apply it with credit unions.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. And hence the name C's, because you can see everything and you can seize the day and all those good little vernacular names we can come up with. And Mitch, share with us about Virtus AI. What are you guys all about?
Sure, Mike. Thanks. So Virtus AI, we're a member growth solution that's built for credit unions. We're there to help empower credit unions to grow and measure each member. And we're really there to help marketing and strategy teams to leverage predictive analytics and AI and to provide a more personalized product and service experience for each member.
Okay.
We say we live in the Amazon, Netflix, Spotify era, and we want to help empower credit unions to provide that kind of service to their members.
Right on. Alrighty. And then, and Shelly, I'm going to come to you kind of the first question of the interview here. And kind of what prompted you guys to look in the direction of these two fine companies to help you with your new member growth initiative? So what was going on there?
Well, you know, one thing is it's not just a new member growth that we're looking for. We have set a very robust, if you will, challenge, you know, stretch goal for our membership or our asset growth.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to look at the three areas of where what we really thought could impact that growth. And the first being those new members. But second is, how do we deepen the relationships with our current membership?
Okay.
Because we know internal growth is as important as bringing, you know, filling the pipeline or the funnel. And then, of course, retaining current members. And that has a lot to do with letting them know that we're still relevant in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still a lot of people who leave a credit union when they leave the area, even though they know full well that, you know, there's shared branching out there or anything else. So by setting those goals, we decided we needed to look for a partner that could help us use our data to accomplish those goals and to supercharge that growth.
Okay.
So I was on the lookout for partners, and hence now we are here with C's and Virtus AI.
Well, what drew you to them? What attracted you to them? Because I know there's a lot of folks out there that you could choose from, but how did Virtus AI and C's kind of stand out from the rest?
Well, I really thought that they understood credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we're under 20 million, And that didn't, they didn't shy away from that. They embraced that and they said, come on with us. We're going to shoulder up alongside you. We're going to show you what we can do with this data. And I, you know, I knew we were looking for data partners, you know, people who use that data, and their attitudes were just so positive and uplifting. And I knew we were making the right decision immediately as we went through the whole due diligence of getting to know each other and whatnot. So
indeed, indeed. And I like it. I like it when two companies kind of pair up together and to help a credit union. And then all three of you guys obviously collaborate and it becomes a success. So Mitch and Michelle, this question is for you. How did the two of you work together to ultimately help First University out? Michelle, I'll let you go first.
Well, I think the key to really helping a credit union accomplish their growth goals is really starting with leveraging their data. Just like what Shelley said, yep. Credit unions have more data. Most brands would kill to have how much information that they have. But Shelley understood the value of that data. And what we knew is if we could really understand their existing members and who are our best members, then we could help grow economic participation with them and then simultaneously use that information to go find more people who look like that. And Virtus AI were the ones who are able to give us that visibility into that, as well as help us predict where those behaviors are going to be and help us know how to target better for growth.
Yeah. See, this stuff is so fascinating. Just the behaviors behind it all. I can get into the weeds in this stuff so easily.
Me too.
Obviously, you do this for a living.
We love it.
Mitch, yeah, share with me how you guys work together and helping out First University. From your perspective.
Definitely, Mike. So as Michelle said, we're the data people, right? We've created a solution that we want to put in the hands of, you know, folks like Shelley and Michelle's team to distill all of that data that we have about the membership and the products and the transactions that are being done and put them into something that we can get insights to take action on, right? Those recommendations of what are the best product journeys for each member. But we, you know, where our solution really ends is those recommendations. And what Michelle's team and the yin and yang or the collaboration is that her organization can execute on those, creating amazing campaigns and content and, you know, the strategies for, okay, how do we actually reach these members? So they're the marketing geniuses around this. We're the data and analytics, you know, we believe that, you know, the gurus, so to speak, that can give you the who and the what and the how, and then they can execute on it. So we think it's really a natural connection to help Shelley achieve those, you know, strategic goals of grow assets, serve the members, you know, grow wallet share.
Right on, right. And when you can have data and marketing, you can rule the world, it seems like. Man, those are two really powerful entities for sure, as you well know, Shelley. So let's fast forward to today. And so can you share maybe some anecdotes or maybe some results that you have experienced so far? Because I know you guys are probably continuing on with this. But share with me some kind of before and after type information.
Well, I want to be able to do that. And perhaps in 6 months we'll be able to.
Right.
But we have just started, and we have uploaded our data into the Virtus solution, the Virtus AI solution or the platform, and we're digging into it and we're looking at all of the different data points that it provides to us.
Okay.
And
okay.
So we're really thrilled about how quickly we're being able to ingest this information and look at the opportunities. And what's really cool too is the Virtus AI solution helps to generate content, marketing content that can, you know, spark thinking on our part, whether we use it exactly, but at least it really, you know, it's kind of the way we're using AI in the world nowadays anyway. You kind of stick it in there and go, and then you edit it, right? So We're just really anxious to see where we go from here. But based on the results that we saw in other credit unions, that's what was, you know, really lifted us too to the top to making this decision. So.
Okay. Yeah. When you can see that from your from your peers, you go, okay, there's something here. Let's go check it out. Let's, let's dive into the deep end for sure. And so, I think my next question will be for our next conversation in 6 months. Like, hey, did you meet your goals or exceed them? So let's talk again in 6 months. This gives me an excuse to call you guys back. So, so this is obviously ongoing. We're kind of getting the wheels going here. So Michelle and Mitch, can you share with me how we're getting going? How are you going to get this engine running? And so in 6 months, we'll have some pretty, pretty cool information. Michelle, you want to share with us on how we're going to get going here?
Well, so I would say that being in the marketing world, usually these things take forever. And the beautiful part of this solution is how quickly we can have visibility into credit union's membership and their performance of what's happening with their members, right? So that's super exciting. So I don't think it's going to be 6 months. I think it's going to be like 6 weeks, Shelley. So we're going to be super, it's really, really fast for us to be able to understand where they are. And then really dig in and say, okay, what are the products that we can have the most impact with? And as we all know, everybody's trying to grow deposits right now. So who do we need to be loving well and keeping and making sure and asking for more with? And so Virtus lets us do that very, very quickly, very, very easily. And then the strategy team can go in and say, okay, if this is the credit union's growth goals, here are the places to put the emphasis on to deliver that impact.
I like
that, with keystrokes, not big data scientist people back there. Like, even I can do it, and I'm a marketing girl. So
awesome. We like the sound of that for sure. And we know speed is the name of the game today. So anytime you can get this information quickly, and it sounds like obviously the data allows you to do that, and then ingesting it into an AI platform with Virtus, like Virtus, I mean, that would just speed things up tremendously. Is that kind of the case here, Mitch?
Absolutely. You got it. I mean, our goal is to provide, again, a solution that is easily accessible, and you don't have to be a data scientist to use it. It's, again, it's built for marketers and strategy teams and the exec teams to understand the membership. And, you know, we want to be a long-term solution partner for First University and for our clients, right? But our goal is to give them, you know, an understanding of where is their member participation today. Where's the opportunities for growth? Where do they have risks of churn? And then easily turn that into, okay, now we can action that into campaigns, outreach programs. Do we have the right products and services for our membership? Do we need to make product strategy changes? And again, over time, they have an easy way to go and see that and ultimately measure, you know, sort of what is that goal, right? Are we impacting member participation? And what's the slope of that line, right? Are we getting better at it, or is it, you know, do we need to do more work in certain areas? So making that, again, easily consumable and understandable.
Well, and I also think in this, with what you guys are providing, it, you can make tweaks and stuff along the way as well, too, pretty easily. So this is, none of this stuff is set in stone. It's so we're dynamic, I guess, or fluid, maybe flexible, all those words that come into play here. So, I mean, so the folks at First University are, it looks like you guys are, you're getting set up on the tee pretty well here for.
Right. Yes. Yeah. We're, you know, you're absolutely right. As marketers, we haven't always been able to react quickly to changes that we see or notice. And a lot of times we aren't able to figure out exactly where to react. And of course, we always, you know, the old saying goes, you know, we waste half the money, but we don't know which half that is. Which
I didn't know that. Wow.
So this solution and using our data helps us figure that out and move quicker and be able to pivot really, you know, really fast.
Yeah, that's the name of the game for sure. Speed and being able to pivot for sure. All right, guys. Well, I know you guys have lots of work to do getting this thing going, getting this engine running here. And instead of 6 months, we'll be talking in 6 weeks. So around Thanksgiving, I guess, we'll be sharing our turkey and
talk
about some success stories here for sure.
Anything
anything else to add? Michelle, you know, anything else to add here before we wrap up?
No, but I thank you so much. And I would love to welcome anybody to come visit our website at seastoday.com or connect with me on LinkedIn, and we can talk deeper about how we can, the things that we're doing with First University and how progressive they have been, and would love to help.
All righty. All right. Seastoday.com. I like that. And Mitch, Anything else to add here, sir?
Yeah, again, thank you for having us. My call to action is that one of the powers of our solution is the network effects. As more credit unions join our solution, our ability to give better personalized recommendations and support the entire credit union community in the movement gets stronger and more effective. And so the more people that want to learn about it and be part of this movement, please reach out. You can, again, connect with me on LinkedIn. VertusAnalytics.ai is our website. If you're going to be at Venture Tech in November, we'll be one of the companies presenting there as well. Please reach out if you want to learn more about the power of what we're doing.
Good deal. Yeah, that's a good show too. Venture Tech is a really, really good show. So yeah, we will see you there for sure. Shelley, I'll let you have the final word here.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having us today. And thanks to Michelle and Mitch for being great partners. And I just want to invite anybody who's listening to the broadcast to feel free to call find me on LinkedIn. Okay. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
So. All righty. Sounds good. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back at it. And then we're going to have to set up a date for Thanksgiving. All right.
See how
with this.
Sounds great.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Well
thank
done.
Thank you.
And look forward thank to you. Chatting again soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.